Yeah, Neville here. Sunday, 16th of August 2009. Welcome to PR Boo number one. I intend this to be a regular recording, maybe weekly, of some thoughts, a roundup really, of some good content from PR bloggers that show up in a single RSS feed that I created last year using Yahoo Pipes that brings in the content from about 60 individuals in the online PR community into a single RSS feed. And what I tend to do on a Sunday is scan this, read it at my leisure, and I decided to record some thoughts on ones that grab my attention in a 5-minute audio boo, which means there's room to mention five or less, and probably in this first one, given this intro, less. I'll intend to continue this regularly, hopefully every week. So this is PR Boo number one, and five posts that showed up in the RSS feed this week that captured my imagination, starting with Public Relations Skills, a post by Sherilyn Starkey of Strive PR in the Isle of Man. And this is a pretty good reminder of the talents and skills required to be successful as a PR professional, says Sherilyn. First of all, hard skills that are fundamental. The first among these is the ability to write. Makes a lot of sense. She also says that you need to be a skilled researcher, have excellent computer skills, understand the technical requirements and production processes, and have an excellent knowledge of publishing industry and the media. She goes into some detail on other skills, including the soft skills. PR is not all parties and gala lunches, says Sherilyn, that's for sure, but it's a rewarding career that delivers great job satisfaction. And she includes a shameless plug to find out more about a career in PR by attending one of Strive PR's Introduction to PR seminars. So if you're in the Isle of Man anytime soon, that's the one to go to. Next, Blaming the Victim, a very tongue-in-cheek post from Phil Gomes of Edelman in the US, who says, an exchange today reacting to a press release about a topic that I have never been even remotely interested in. First up, Sammy Spamalot, insert spray and pray release here. Phil, please take me off your list. Sammy, use the unsubscribe link in the email, please. Phil, way to blame the victim, dude. Sammy, thanks, Phil. It would just take me ages to find your address in our database. Phil, probably no more time than it took for me to fish your note out of the trash and find the link, I imagine. You must have experiences like this. I certainly do. My favourites, of course, are the ones that tell you to click to unsubscribe, and it'll take at least 3 to 4 weeks for that to happen. Thanks for that one, Phil. And then an interesting one, JournChat, 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 is a Twitter discussion held on Monday evenings that is intended to give PR people, bloggers and journalists a time to discuss issues of common concern. And this is a post by Joseph Thornley at ProPR in Toronto, Ontario in Canada, saying that his company is facilitating the first physical get-together of people who are interested in discussing this topic tomorrow, that's August the 17th, at Thornley Fallis's offices in Toronto, in Ontario. So that's 6:30 p.m. it starts, and here in Europe, in the UK, that's gone midnight. So definitely for our friends in North America, but good idea. Then, I like this one. If this headline doesn't catch your attention, I failed, says Shannon Paul, writing as a guest author at PR 2.0. That's Todd Deffren's blog, I think. And it's a good one. Content may be king, she says, but won't ever get the royal treatment outside the confines of your company's website unless it's dressed for success with a killer headline and description to match. Not just newsworthy, but worthy of attention. And her post goes into some detail on what makes something worthy of attention, starting with the headline. And it's something I talk about a great deal. Indeed, one of the ways in which the five posts I'm mentioning in this audio boo grabbed my attention was the headline. So if this headline doesn't catch your attention, I failed. Shannon, it did catch my attention. You didn't fail. Finally, I like this one, a photo by Steve Rubell in his local Barnes & Noble, where he says there's a social media book bubble, and the photo shows six different books about social media. It looks to me like a bubble. Steve talks about how he's been approached a number of times to write a book, but he's not doing it. He prefers to devote his time to curating and discovering content. Nice move, Steve. But yeah, interesting seeing those books as a bubble. That's the wrap on PR Boo version 1.